Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Mark K. from The Mark K. Show. You hear me every day from 10 a.m. to noon on News 104.5 WOKV. First of all, thanks for listening to The Mark K. Show podcast. Second, if you haven't yet, be sure to subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and Jacksonville's Morning News interviews. And don't forget to head to iTunes and Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
I've got to get Mark K. more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Mark K.
We're entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
2 full hours of the Mark K. show starts right now.
You know, he makes a lot of people happy, and he makes a lot of people really upset, too. What's up? This is the Mark K. Show. My name's Mark K. Hey, great news.
It's Friday!
Also, somebody just messaged me on Facebook. Oh, look, it's me, telling me that we're live on Facebook. Also on Twitch, and man, what happened? Day two of working in an alcohol-filled studio. Not the good kind of alcohol, like, you know, not like we have a bartender here sitting serving us up drinks. We've basically had to douse. You could do surgery. In this, so that's the problem. Like Candace comes in here and she's hacking and coughing, and Adam's still, you know, got a little crud going on in his chest. And so the other Josh and I walk in here like 10 minutes early, and we douse the place. It's like we're army medics and we're setting up a tent, and we know we're gonna have to do major surgery on somebody's interior body parts. So we want to make it as sterile an environment as possible. But that's okay. But that's good, because that way we'll stay healthy. 855-765-1045 is the number. By the way, if you are watching on Facebook or Twitch or wherever, share the wealth. Let everybody know that it's Friday. Let everybody know that we have so much fun here. Let everybody know that we're live. You know, like I always say, if you love this show, if you love watching it and listening to it, odds are the people that you know and love and have similar thought processes with, you know, they're going to love it too. And won't they be thrilled with you for introducing them to it? And if there's people like, you know, your cousin, or in my case, my sister, or you've got that one relative who just despises all things commonsensical, definitely share the show with them, because you're really gonna get their goat, much the way Donald Trump does with the Democrats. I don't know. I guess I always assume that people hear things because I'm so too, like, I mean, as soon as something happens, I get 19 messages and updates, and I've got the News 104.5 WOKV mobile app, which is constantly just bombarding me with information that I need. And so I'm always like, you know, in, like, I always feel like I'm more in tune than most. But it always, for example, I talk to people here in the office, like, oh my God, what Trump did with Pelosi yesterday. And people are like, what are you talking? I don't know. I didn't hear about it. What are you talking about? So if you didn't hear, Donald Trump has decided, you know, like, so they always say, take the high road. Donald Trump has decided the high road is nowhere where he wants to be. That should be a shock to zero people. But Donald Trump decided he's not going to take the high road. In fact, not only is he not going to take the high road, but he's going to go to the low road and start digging about 10 feet under, and then he's going to go down there. And this is awesome news for the Republicans in Washington and in Congress, and any supporters of Donald Trump. We did the story earlier this week about Nancy Pelosi threatening to postpone the State of the Union address. And everybody saw right through it for what it was, a political ploy. It was her trying to bait the president. It was her trying to get the president to give up on his true number one agenda item, and also his hardcore belief that border security is the most important thing and the most important problem facing this country today. She's trying to get him to change his entire moral being by saying, you can't speak. And Mike, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to not allow you to come in here and talk to people, because Donald Trump needs her permission to talk to anybody. So yesterday, Donald Trump, you know, took a page from Nancy Pelosi's own book. You know, that's the thing. The worst thing you can do is take somebody's own own plays and their own actions and throw it back in their face. He canceled a trip that Nancy Pelosi had planned with a lot of congressional leaders and congresspeople to Brussels and to go overseas. And the reason he was able to do that is because they were going to use a military aircraft. They were going to use a military transport. And the military transport falls under the, you know, military, and the leader of the military is the president of the United States, aka he is the commander in chief. So whenever a transport is used to transport congresspeople and senators and other dignitaries around, it's got to be given the go ahead of the White House. And 99 times out of 100, it is. Well, there's always that 100th time. And yesterday was that 100th time. Now, Donald Trump wrote a letter to Nancy Pelosi exactly the way she had written to him the day before. And this time, though, it wasn't regarding the State of the Union. It was regarding her travel plans. And he wrote, "Dear Madam Speaker, due to the shutdown, I am sorry to inform you that your trip to Brussels, Egypt, and Afghanistan has been postponed. We will reschedule this 7-day excursion when the shutdown is over. In light of the 800,000 great American workers not receiving pay, I am sure you would agree that postponing this public relations event is totally appropriate. I also..." I like it. Not only is he writing a letter and taking away her plane, he's literally just pounding away at his public relations event. "We know that you are doing nothing at all but trying to purport your own agenda and make yourself look better in the eyes of the world. Let me continue reading the letter. "I also feel that during this period, it would be better if you were in Washington negotiating with me and joining the strong border security movement to end the shutdown." By the way, this is the first official in writing notice I've heard of the Strong Border Security Movement, or the SBS, as I like to call it. It's a thing, I guess. Donald Trump is trying to now coin this terminology and get it out there. So it's like, join the Strong Border Security Movement to end the shutdown. "Obviously, if you would like to make your journey by flying commercial, that would certainly be your prerogative. I look forward to seeing you soon, and even more forward to watching our open and dangerous southern border finally receive the attention, funding, and security it so desperately deserves." So this got a lot of reaction. I mean, you heard some of it just, you know, moments ago when we opened the show. A lot of people are like, this is great. But what's even better, when you think about that, when you think about how, I mean, the timing of this, Donald Trump sent this letter to Nancy Pelosi 1 hour before the plane was supposed to take off. Literally, the plane was being fueled up on the tarmac. There were buses outside of congressional office buildings. The Congress people, because it was a delegation. It wasn't just one. It wasn't just Nancy Pelosi. It was a whole bunch of people. It was a whole delegation, a whole team. Nancy Pelosi, a bunch of Democrats are going to go to Egypt. They're going to go to Afghanistan. They're going to go to Brussels. They're going to do this world tour. And they're going to do it using military transport aircraft. And they were walking out, getting onto the buses. And then, of course, they got the notice that the plane trip had been canceled. And they were exasperated and infuriated. And they all had to get off the bus and go home and unpack. And probably the reason that they're so annoyed is because now they've got to go back and actually do some work instead of taking a world tour on your dime. 855-765-1045. A lot of people, including Lindsey Graham, are denouncing the president's action, saying this is a sophomoric prank, and one sophomoric prank does not deserve another. Personally, I'm a huge fan of sophomoric pranks. Have been since I was a freshman. Stars are 855-765-1045. We got to take a quick break. We got a bunch of open mics on this. We got some more of your phone calls, too. It's the Mark Kaye Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
I think what he should have done is let all the Democrats fly over there and then take away our right to use the plane.
Yeah, don't cancel the return trip. Let him go to Afghanistan and then say, I'm sorry, Ms. Pelosi, you know, you're going to have to fly commercial. You know how tough it is to fly back that many Democrats first class from Afghanistan? Well, I don't either, but I imagine it's not easy at all. Next time, maybe that's the move. 855-765-1045. Donald Trump, look, I mean, not everybody is a fan of this move. Not everybody thinks it was the thing for a president to do.
So Nancy Pelosi and President Donald Trump are acting like little baby brats.
Little baby brats. At first, when the other Josh sent me that, I thought it said brats. And then I was like, ooh, I love brats. But it's baby brats. I mean, look, yes. Are they? Sure. Are they playing stupid little games? Absolutely. Are they smacking each other around? Yes. But the whole point is that Nancy Pelosi's not negotiating. Not only is she not negotiating, she wants to leave the country. I mean, that is unheard of. First, the Democrats go to Puerto Rico with all of this. This story is just ridiculous. The more I think about it, the more it pops back up. First, they all go to Puerto Rico with lobbyists who are paying for the trip. They're basically blatantly saying, look, we're getting bribed during a government shutdown. We're drinking pina coladas. We're getting caught in the rain. We're doing all that kind of work. You're not into yoga. We are into champagne. They're doing all that, and they're doing it on the dime of a lot of people who really just want them to do stuff for them. And now they want to go on this PR. And he's absolutely right. It's a PR trip. This is a great song, by the way. It's a PR trip. It's a PR stunt. All the Democrats want to go around the world and meet the troops and talk to people in Brussels and say, hey, look, aren't we great? When really they should be here at the Capitol building. They should be doing exactly what he's saying. He should ground them. First of all, they've been acting inappropriately. And when my kids act inappropriately, I ground them, too. And Donald Trump has literally grounded them and said, stay here, do the work, come and negotiate, get this thing open already. Oh, P.S., give me my wall. The Secure Border Society. What was it? The Secure Border. Strong Border Security Movement. Come and join me, Nancy Pelosi. We need your help. Jonathan in Kingsland, Georgia. Thanks for calling the Mark Kay Show. How are you, Jonathan?
I'm doing good. How you doing, sir?
Good. What did you want to say?
Well, I mean, I understand some people that think that, it's childish or whatever, but come on now. The Democrats have been playing these childish games for God knows how long. And the Republicans always have their tails between their legs. So
yeah.
Right on, Trump. You know, I mean, it's about time you start fighting fire with fire. I mean, yeah, it's childish, but it's appropriate, in my opinion.
There was, you know what? This always reminds me of, and thanks so much for your call. I really appreciate it. I'm going to really date myself. But way back when Al Gore. It was Dan Quayle. He ran against Dan Quayle for vice president. I mean, the old guy. I know that doesn't narrow it down. But they were in a debate, and Dan Quayle got shot down. And instead of coming back with a witty retort, he just said that was uncalled for, Senator. I was going to buy. I'm going to have to Google it in a minute. And the whole time I thought to myself, you should have come back with a zinger. That's what Dick Cheney was so great at. Do you remember Dick Cheney when he was debating Joe Lieberman? And, you know, Joe Lieberman said they were talking about money and that kind of thing. And Joe Lieberman said, wow, you make so much money. I should go work in the private sector. And everybody laughed. And then Dick Cheney said, well, that's exactly what we're trying to get you to do, Joe. And then everyone laughed even more. This is basically a debate. And if she's going to throw out a zinger and say, hey, you know what, Mr. President, I'm going to uninvite you to the State of the Union address until we reopen the government, then Donald Trump's not going to sit around and take it. He's going to go, great, you're stuck in the country. your old bones ain't going nowhere. You've got two choices, Washington or San Francisco, or you got to pay for it on your own. 855-765-1045. There is, of course, a ton of support as well.
Checkmate, President Trump. Now, Nancy, go home and unpack.
Yeah. And a lot of people saying, you know what, it is stupid, but sometimes it's what's necessary.
As far as the Democrats go, play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
If you want to, I mean, you have to, if you want to win, you've got to be playing the same game. You can't turn a cheek. You can't turn a blind eye anymore. If they're going to act like idiots, you got to do something that's going to get their attention. This is going to get their attention. Will it reopen the government? Maybe, you know what, maybe it'll bring them back to the table. Maybe it'll bring it back. Maybe it won't. The odds are Jamie Dupree thinks this whole shutdown is going to go at least through next week because it's not because of Donald Trump. He has now given the Democrats ample opportunity. He said in this letter, stay here, join me, come negotiate. And they continue to ignore the call. So when you're a voter, or if you're a government worker, or if you're somebody who, you know, is affected by this, if you're traveling and there's not enough TSA workers to open up all the security lines because they're calling in sick because there's no money, if you're part of the Coast Guard and you're furloughed and you can't get your money and you've got to run a garage sale, as they suggested, if you're one of these people who is affected by this, know that Donald Trump is making every effort, inviting the Democrats to the White House, grounding their plane, saying, don't go on a trip. It's not the time for vacations. It's not the time for PR stunts. It's the time to get back to work. Well, come to the White House for lunch with me. We've got some leftover burgers that the Clemson Tigers didn't eat, mostly salads. They ate a lot of the burger, but we've got some. Come sit down. We'll dine. We'll talk. We'll get this thing done. Nobody showed up. Not one. Who's to blame for the shutdown? 855-765-1045 is the number. 855-765-1045. It's the Markay Show. Your phone calls and traffic, and we got the news and all that other stuff coming up right after this on News 104.5 WOKV. Yeah, it is. 855-765-1045. Listen, Donald Trump was speaking in the Rose Garden to reporters just moments ago, and they asked him why he canceled Nancy Pelosi and the other Democrats' trip abroad. Here's what he said.
Enough is enough. I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
Sorry, I couldn't resist. 855-765-1045.
Mark K, what President Trump did to Nancy Pelosi was the most awesome move ever.
Yeah. Samuel L. Jackson, by the way, would make a great president if it weren't for his political beliefs. 855-765-1045. Anthony in Jacksonville, Florida. How you doing, Anthony?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for calling.
I was trying to put things into terms that people could understand as to what Donald Trump is trying to do with this wall. Nancy Pelosi, you know, she won't use the word illegal to describe illegal immigration, but yet she says this wall is immoral.
Right.
Like she's an authority on either term. So I thought, here's what we can do. We can let these poor downtrodden immigrants know who their friends are. Let's develop a universal symbol and a universal phrase so that they can know who their friends are. And I thought all the moral shopkeepers that are with Pelosi and the immigrants and all this, let them post a sign in their stores that says, every customer is welcome here. Use that catchphrase. And then you could eliminate any language barrier. Just develop a universal symbol. And the first thing that popped into my mind was that black clenched fist on the red background like they used up in Wisconsin to rally the troops. Now, they'll know that at these stores, they can walk in, they can select the merchandise they want.
Right.
No person is illegal. Then they can leave without that pesky last stop at the cash register.
Thanks so much for your call. Look, you know, it's interesting. I was reading yesterday. Somebody said, hey, you know, if Donald Trump wants to build the wall, he should just force everyone who's against it to pay a tax, kind of the way Obama did with Obamacare. And you get it funded pretty quickly. Look, I mean, if there are people out there that support, you know, one thought process over there, that's fine. You are totally within your right to do so. Unless, of course, you're a baker and you don't want to bake a cake for a gay wedding. That's a totally different story. But, you know, you've got these differences and you've got these debates and they're raging all through the United States of America. But the fact of the matter is you still got to get the work done. And you can't call off the State of the Union. Evidently, you can cancel the flight. But Nancy Pelosi, I mean, I agree. Look, is it petty? Is it childish? Is it a publicity stunt? Sure. But is it something that probably she shouldn't be doing anyway? Yeah, absolutely. She shouldn't be leaving the country right now. It's shut down. What kind of lawmaker doesn't postpone? If she really wanted to look good, she would have postponed her own trip and said, Mr. Trump, she should have sent the letter saying, Mr. Trump, I'm canceling my prior request for a military transport because me and my colleagues believe that staying here and negotiating with you and your team and working to get the government back open and these 800,000 people who are without pay and could go without pay for another week if we don't get our act together by next Friday. I mean, how long was she going to be gone? A trip to Brussels and to Egypt and to Afghanistan at her age, that's not a quick jaunt. You know, she's got to go there. She's got like four different countries that we're going to hit, come back. It's going to take her at least 2 days to recuperate. You know, I mean, look at Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She still can't get back to work. There's no way Nancy Pelosi would have been able to do this trip, come back and negotiate some kind of new budget that would be palatable to President Trump. There's no way. And Donald Trump knew that. So he took advantage of the situation. He kept her here, told her to go back to work, saved money on the fuel for the military transport, and also proved a point that if you're going to mess with me, I'm going to mess right back with you, which I don't think the Democrats are used to. Pat from Fort Myers. How are you, Pat?
Hey, buddy, this is so funny.
I know.
You should have let him go there and then say, oops, I'm not going to give you the airplane to come back until you sign for the wall. And then just leave them there indefinitely.
See, a couple of people have suggested that. Like, hey, why not cancel the return trip? That's the better way to go. I mean, I want the wall. You want a plane ticket home. That's definitely. You know what? Maybe it's something he could have done. Maybe he was talked out of it. Maybe Ivanka rolled in and said, Dad, cancel the plane entirely. Don't leave them in the desert with a bunch of Afghanistan freedom fighters and, you know, God knows who else, ISIS. And what did you just don't let them go at all. 855-765-1045. There's a lot of Donald Trump. And this is the thing, too. I always see because I always hear people talk about how Donald Trump is so unpopular and, you know, this is hurting his popularity and Donald Trump's, going to suffer at the polls. In 2020. But there was a basketball game, a high school basketball game. And it was it went viral because there were students there who were sitting in the bleachers and they unveiled a Trump 2020 banner and they just draped it across their laps. And someone on the opposing team on the other side took a picture and sent it out or tweeted out, whatever, went viral. It was in Minneapolis Roosevelt High School questioned why on Wednesday young fans at his team's road game in Jordan prominently displayed a flag promoting the reelection of President Donald Trump during Tuesday night's contest. There is now a major investigation into why the superintendent is involved, the school district is involved. They say, we regret the Roosevelt players and their coaching staff, fans, and community were made to feel uncomfortable, as it is always our intent to graciously host our competition, our opponents. Reviewing this matter and collecting information and working cooperatively with the Minneapolis School District and Roosevelt High School in our review and response to this event, students bringing a Donald Trump 2020 flag to a basketball game is an event, quote unquote. It wasn't a protest. They weren't holding up signs that say, you know, F word Donald Trump or F word Democrats. They didn't have any kind of weird sign. They weren't making any kind of political points. They were holding up a flag that said Trump 2020. And now it's a huge ordeal. When was the last time high school students were this involved in politics? I mean, should we not just be excited that Donald Trump and the Republican Party has inspired high school kids to get involved in politics? I mean, I know so many people that couldn't even tell you who the president and vice president were when they were in high school. I knew when I was in high school, nobody watched press conferences. Granted, we didn't have YouTube. You know, we couldn't stream them live on our phones. We didn't have phones either. But, you know, God, those days sucked. Anyway, the fact that Donald Trump can inspire this whole new younger generation to not just be involved in politics, but be supportive of his point of view shows that his popularity is not waning and is not going. It's like Kanye West. Kanye West is out there every single day saying, we're leaving the plantation. You know, you can't keep us down. We are not stupid. We understand that Donald Trump fights for everybody. We understand that Donald Trump has the mentality that Americans and African Americans and Latino Americans and anyone who is American is entitled to the same benefits and the same economic viability and the same protection. And that's all he's trying to do. And, you know, the whole his popularity is waning. And nothing's going to stop it. Not canceling his State of the Union address, not keeping the government shut down, not a BuzzFeed article that claims he got Michael Cohen to lie to Congress. Did you hear about this? You know what? We got to take a break. We'll get to this next. 855-765-1045. This is the Mark Kay Show. Quick break. We'll be right back on News 104.5 WOKV. That is next Friday. That only gives you 7 days to go get your invitation to come and bowl and eat and party with us at Main Event for the Mark Kay Show, LOL. And God knows what's going to happen with Donald Trump and Nancy Pelosi. But if you missed it, Donald Trump canceled her flight, grounded her flight 1 hour to go. They were loading up on the buses, all these Congress people. The buses were idling outside the office building. They were ready to get on that plane. And Donald Trump said, hey, you know what? We're going to cancel this trip. Sorry.
Nancy Pelosi denied the airplane. Trump it up. You gotta love it. You gotta love that Trump.
I don't know who that guy is, but I get all my news from him. Just FYI. Just FYI.
Enough is enough. Oh, I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
What a great day today, isn't it? 855-765-1045. We got a couple phone calls. But first, we're bringing onto the program for the first time the other Josh, who has been, now that we're live on Facebook, we're monitoring all the Facebook comments, and you guys are very vocal on Facebook. Some of you are making comments we can't read on the radio, but some of you are making comments that are really fantastic. So the other Josh, welcome to the show. What are people saying on Facebook?
Hi, Mark. Hi, Facebook. Denise Paulzone is saying that she loves the Mark Kay Show. You make her laugh so much that she has tears in her eye.
Oh, that's fantastic. Are we sure they're tears of joy?
Oh, we haven't had a follow-up question yet. We reached out, and we're waiting for Denise's response.
All right, what else?
Vaughn Winfrey wants to say that it's not petty to point out that you don't use military transportation for a trip during government shutdown when you have work to do. He said it's not petty. He made a valid point.
That's a great point. All right, give me one more.
Sam Parker finally wants to know the dying question. You look good today. Who does your hair?
All right, perfect. Thanks. 855-765-1045. Or if you want your comments read in the dulcet tones of the other Josh, you can leave them on Facebook. Let's go to Chris in Green Cove Springs. Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing good. I love what Trump did for multiple reasons. One, it's not petty at all. Yes, she needs to be staying here and doing the work and negotiating. But two, Congress is in session. The House is in session. She doesn't need to be taking a junket for PR garbage to go over there. They should be working on, well, let's say, a budget and some other things that, you know, we pay for them to be up there to get this stuff done.
Yeah.
Why are they taking this gallivanting tour around while the House is in session? There's plenty of time when the House is not in session when they can do things like that.
I mean, the House is like, it seems like there's a third of the year they're not in session. You're right about that. And it seems to me like if this was a PR trip, and thanks for the call, we appreciate it. Oh, if this was a PR trip, why? What kind of PR are you getting by leaving the country and not doing your job when there's a shutdown? How many people would be annoyed? Half of me thinks Donald Trump should have let her go and then said, Nancy Pelosi's out, you know, around trying to garner support for blah, blah. She's not even here doing her job. But, I mean, canceling her plane an hour before it, it's a bolder move by all means. And I just love it so much. Bill in Jacksonville, how are you?
Good. How are you doing this morning, Mark?
Hey, we're good, Bill. What do you think? What do you want to say about this whole thing?
Well, I get so tired of listening to the Democrats talk about how they're all for border security. But, you know, they think that they can control the border by drones and by sensors and all this other high-tech stuff. But the bottom line is that's solving a problem after the illegals have gotten here. And if the people don't know that when an illegal gets here, he gets all kinds of rights, and there's all kinds of stuff in our immigration policy that forces us to spend millions of dollars on that person. I mean, they're going to be detained, then they're going to be transported to a detention center. They're going to be given medical care. They're going to be given food and shelter. Where they go in front of people that are going to try and ascertain their background. They even have to do DNA tests on their kids if the kids are traveling with them to make sure that the kids even belong to them.
Yeah.
I mean, we spend millions of dollars, and the Democrats are all for that because they know eventually these people are going to be released into our system to come back at a later date. And they disappear and they become one of the 12 million.
Yeah.
The only thing that stops, and I've asked people, what technology is out there that'll stop an illegal immigrant from setting one foot on U.S. soil? And there's only one answer, and that's a wall.
That is true. That is the ultimate in illegal immigration stoppage technology, the wall. The drones won't do it. I don't know, you can take out a drone with a shotgun. Or a high-powered rifle, which I think that was more a high-powered. Whatever, it doesn't matter. You can, if you throw a rock hard enough, those drones, they'll come right down. You know, my kid one time, I mean, we were controlling the drone, and it went so far up in the air, we lost radio contact, and it disappeared. We had to drive around the neighborhood for like 20 minutes looking for that thing. We never found it. Where were we going with this? It doesn't matter. We got to take a break. 855-765-1045. A wall. That's the only technology around that will stop people dead in their tracks. 855-765-1045. Quick break. More of the Markay Show coming up on News 104.5 WOKV. By the way, if you haven't yet downloaded our mobile app, it's really easy to do. It's in the Google Play Store. It's in the iTunes Store. And there's this feature called the Open Mic. And what we do is we basically allow you to record a message, a digital message, high quality, up to 30 seconds. You hit a button, you send it right here to the studio. And it's great for two reasons. Number one, it sounds better than your crappy old cell phone. I don't know what's wrong with cell phone service. Number two, you don't get interrupted. I can't interrupt you while you're talking. And number three, we'll play it on the air. We got a bunch of people commenting on Donald Trump's, like, basically taking me. You want to take back my state of the union? I'm going to take back your freaking plane, lady. Basically told Nancy Pelosi and her delegation that they couldn't go to Afghanistan and Brussels and Egypt like they had been planning to do because they were going to use a military transport. And he doesn't feel like this is the appropriate time. Donald Trump said you should stay here and help join the secure border society. Let's get this thing going. Let's get the government open. Let's get the border built. And a lot of you. Lindsey Graham's not a fan. He's saying everyone's being sophomoric. I feel like Lindsey Graham is getting soft again. I feel like, you know what, you got to get on the, if you're going to get on this train, you got to ride it all freaking the way home. Otherwise, you just can't be as wishy-washy as he is. But everyone else seems pretty solid with Donald Trump's decision not to let Nancy Pelosi use the plane. A decision I'd like to point out he did in retaliation to her sophomoric prank of threatening to pull the State of the Union address.
It doesn't matter what the Democrats do. Donald Trump is not going to be affected, and he will be reelected.
Not affected and reelected. I'll be honest with you. I think he is going to be affected, but in a positive way. I think that the Democrats doing these shady things are going to affect the American. Look, nobody likes a bully. And who's more of a bully than Nancy Pelosi? I know it's weird because she looks like somebody's great, great, great grandmother or grandfather. I know it's weird to think that this little old lady who can barely string together a sentence would be a bully, but that's exactly what she's doing. She's using her power, or trying to, and she's trying to get her way, and she's trying to elicit her will over somebody else, and not just one person, the entire country. You know, there's a whole half a country who wants this border wall and understands that it's necessary for our sanctity and our security and our economic and financial health and the future of our kids. That's a given. I mean, half the country voted for Donald Trump, right? So you're turning your back on half the country. But she's the bully here. And the lesson we're learning is that the best way to bully a bully, or the best way to stand up to a bully, is to bully the bully. Right? Something like, anyway, it doesn't matter.
Trump made my whole day by stopping Nancy from getting on the bus.
Stop them. Yeah, it was a plane, but I don't think Nancy rode the bus. I think something tells me that the other Democrats get on the bus, and the other Democrat. I don't think Nancy Pelosi's riding any buses. That's just my. She's not riding any planes today either.
When Nancy jabs, Donald uppercuts. It's a win for the Republicans every time.
Look, most of America is sick and tired of government, period. They're sick and tired of government, you know, dragging their feet and neglecting the little mate guy. They're sick and tired of the government, you know, taking the money and just doing what they think is right, not what we want them to. Everybody's sick and tired. Nobody thinks the government is on their side. And Donald Trump is proving that Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, the Republican Party, for the most part, none of these people are on your side. That's why he went there, to prove that these people are all swamp dwellers. They're just there for their own, you know, selfish reasons. They're just there so that they can go to Puerto Rico on the, you know, and get these fantastic trips paid for by all of these special interests. Next time, I can't wait till 2020 and somebody accuses Donald Trump or some Republican of kowtowing to the special interests, because there are tons of bikini pics of Democratic congresspeople, you know, having a fantastic time over Christmas when the government was shut down. 855-765-1045.
President Trump is like Samoa Fair. He is everywhere.
I didn't understand what he said, but it sounded great. 855-765-1045. This is Chris in Fleming Island. Chris, thanks for thanks for holding. What do you want to say?
Mark, our president has really screwed the pooch on this one.
You think so?
Really has. Most definitely. He should have let her travel. Yes, and canceled the return trip.
Thank you. Okay. We've heard that joke a lot today. Hey, thanks so much. Thanks. We got it. Let her cancel the return flight. You don't have to call in with it. Thank you. I appreciate it. And Joe from Bay Meadows, how are you?
I'm doing all right, Mark.
Good. Are you calling to tell me that he should have canceled the return flight?
I agree with not letting them leave, but I had a new technology idea for the wall.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
The wall. Let's just put automatic machine guns on top of 100-foot tall poles about every 500 yards. And when you see Jose and Juan and all them laying out there getting checked by.
All right, hang on for one second. How's it going? It's Friday, folks. Ken in Jacksonville, how are you?
All right, how are you?
Hey, we're good, Ken. What do you want to say?
It's about Senator Scott.
I do the same thing, dude. It's tough to say. What do you want to say about Senator Scott?
Well, everybody should get behind that bill. Why should they get paid for not doing their job that caused all this?
Yeah.
Years.
We talked about this yesterday, and this is something that I believe is very popular. And I hope, you know, it seems like it's just common sense. It seems like it's something that should happen. But the fact that it does seem like common sense, and the fact that somebody as intelligent and thoughtful as Senator Scott is co-sponsoring it, just proves, I know, it's going to take me a year. It just proves that, you know, it's not going to happen. And that is what Senator Scott and Senator Braun yesterday announced. They said, we're co-sponsoring a bill that says if the government is shut down in any way, shape, or form, any part of the government is shut down, then Congress doesn't get paid either. And it makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense to me, makes a lot of sense to you, which means it'll never pass. Stephanie in St. John's, how are you, Stephanie? Thanks so much for calling the Marques Show. What'd you want to say?
Yeah, I operate the drones for Homeland Security, and you had made a comment that they could be, like, shot down with a shotgun, but these drones are operating above 18,000 feet, so there's no way they're going to be shot down, but...
You're right. Your drones are better than my drones. My drone, you could, like, swing a broom at, and it'll come crashing down. Wait a minute, you operate drones for Homeland Security?
I'm a sensor operator, yes.
Wow, and they fly at 18,000 feet. All right, well, that's good to know.
But I was telling your person that answered the phone, like, we consider us the 20,000 foot wall. But as a camera operator, you know, we have radar that pick up people coming across, and we'll go and we'll find these groups coming across, and we'll send our Border Patrol agents out there. But they could already be like 20, 30, 40, 100 miles away.
Yeah.
And it's not like they're driving from where they're at straight to where these people are at. I mean, there are fences and roads and things that they have to go around. So it could take hours to get these Border Patrol agents, you know, two or three guys in a truck trying to capture, you know, 30 guys running through the desert at night. I mean, it's impossible.
Yeah.
So, you know, I believe that we totally need the wall. And, you know, some people say we need more Border Patrol agents. And, you know, these guys are overworked. I've watched them chase guys through the desert for hours, just running circles and going down and hiding and all kinds of stuff. It's really dangerous out there.
All right.
So there's just no way that, you know, we don't need the wall. We definitely need the wall.
Stephanie, let me ask you a question because I have two questions, actually, since you work for Homeland Security. Number one, are you currently furloughed or are you still working?
I am an exemption, so I'm working but not getting paid.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we appreciate you doing that. And second of all, can you come and take aerial photography of my house in case I want to sell it?
Is it in Texas?
No.
Now.
Oh, all right. Sorry. Bummer. I guess you're right. I guess they don't have a lot of illegal immigration drones flying around Jacksonville, Florida. Right now. That's a good point. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. 855-765-1045 is the number. 855-765-1045 is the number. Okay, so you can't shoot down the wall drones with a shotgun. But if your pesky neighbor could get his drone flying in your daughter's window, shotgun works just fine. Quick break. We'll be right back. It's the Varkay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
Trump made my whole day by stopping Nancy from getting on the bus.
President Trump slapped the crown off of Princess Pelosi's head. I couldn't be more happy about this, and I hope he keeps it up.
Mark K, last night, about 5 o'clock, as we're laughing, our, you know what's off? My husband and I put back up our Happy Trump Year banner, and it's huge.
No plane for you. Next!
Thank you very much. So some of our open mic messages we've been getting all day long about Nancy Pelosi. So there's breaking news now. Nancy Pelosi is not taking this in a jocular fashion. Somebody who started the fight now is just not happy that it has continued. She's accusing Donald Trump and his administration of leaking her plans for a congressional delegation to fly commercial to Afghanistan after they were denied military aircraft, saying the related security risks have forced them to postpone the trip. The White House adamantly denied the leak allegation, calling it a flat-out lie, and President Trump seemed to stand by his original decision a day earlier to revoke the military aircraft, citing the need to negotiate a shutdown resolution. Now, this is all, they're pointing to a tweet, of course, where Donald Trump tweeted, "Why would Nancy Pelosi leave the country with other Democrats on a seven-day excursion when 800,000 great people are not getting paid? Also, could somebody please explain to Nancy and her big donors in wine country that people working on farms, quote, grapes, will have easy access in." So it's kind of all over. He's got a lot more words he can work with now. But basically, Nancy Pelosi saying that he let everybody know where I was going. And when he canceled the military aircraft, he said, yes, you can fly commercial. And that puts everybody at risk, because now everybody that wants to do harm to Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats, and I imagine that's a pretty lengthy list, knows that they're going to be flying commercial to Brussels and Egypt and Afghanistan. It seems to me like somebody can dish it out, but just can't seem to take it at all. Her name, by the way, is Nancy Pelosi. 855-765-1045. And in Ormond Beach. And good to talk to you. How are you today? What'd you want to say?
Oh, say, I love your show. Thanks much.
Oh, thank you.
And I full support of President Trump. And despite the failure for the mainstream media to report all the wonderful things that we benefit as Americans by because of his presidency, I have to say it shows like yours and others. And of course, you know, he tweets, we love it. We get online, we find out what's going on more than what we might see in the mainstream media for sure. But I just want to say this. I think that at every turn, Trump's tactics and the way he conducts himself and the way so many people see him, what happens is the Democrats and the underhanded left, all that corruption is being more and more exposed to all of us. And I think he's going to have even more votes in 2020. And I say Trump 2020 all the way.
All right. Thanks. Hey, thanks so much for your call. And we appreciate it. Always nice chatting with you. Mark in St. Augustine. How are you, Mark?
I'm doing very well. Congratulations on the extra hour. During the State of the Union, being that Trump is, shall we say, unconventional, I think he should bring out a TV screen and play the clips of Pelosi, Schumer, Mr. Obama, and Hillary all saying that they support the wall, and then invite Hillary up, invite Nancy up to explain why she's saying no to the wall now.
Yeah, and a little audio-visual presentation. Before I start the State of the Union, I have an audio-visual presentation I'd like to share. And he could put the screen up, right, like wheel it right in front of Nancy Pelosi, because don't forget, she's going to be sitting behind him at the State of the Union. That, and traditionally, the Speaker of the House and the Vice President of the United States, the President of the Senate, they sit behind the President as he delivers his address, which, I mean, in a way, think about that. We're all going to have to stare at Nancy Pelosi for like 90 minutes. So maybe, in a way, canceling the State of the Union may not be a bad thing, at least for those of us watching at home. Frank in Jacksonville, how are you?
I'm well, and you?
Doing great, man. Happy Friday. What'd you want to say, Frank?
Well, I mean,
my frustration is that last spending bill that Trump signed before the November election.
Yeah, it
increased the federal deficit $1 trillion, and that didn't fund the wall. When you're talking, I mean, $5 billion of out of a trillion. I mean, to me, if why are we even here? I mean, why was it? Why did our deficit go up $1 trillion and the wall not get funded when the Republicans controlled the House, both houses, and the White House? And to me, the bigger question, Mark, is if you go, the Republicans have controlled both houses now for 8 years. Two of the last years of the initial Obama administration, 4 years of the Obama administration, and 2 years of the first 2 years of the Trump administration. During that time period, during that 8 years, the Republicans have controlled both houses. The federal deficit has increased $7.9 trillion. So explain to me again, and I'll take your answer offline, off air. What is the difference between a Democrat and a Republican? And I enjoy your show. Thank you.
Oh, hey, thanks. Well, man, he was out there. That's a big, long, very intricate question. And unfortunately, we have to take a break. So we'll I'll do the news. We'll do the traffic. I'll Google some information. I'll get you your answer here in just a minute. Hey, thanks so much for the call. It's the Mark Kaye Show. We'll be right back on News 104.5 WOKV. Yeah, lunar eclipse on Sunday. You don't need special glasses or anything to wear to look at. But I will be wearing my beer goggles because we're off Monday, by the way, FYI. We'll be celebrating the legacy of Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. Oh, the other Josh isn't off. I just found out. Well, okay. I won't be here. Someone will be here. It's just not going to be me. And then next Friday is the Mark Kaye Show LOL at Main Event on Phillips Highway. This is a really, I mean, they're all really cool, but this thing is just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Main Event is kicking off the LOL. It's the first LOL of the year, by the way. And for those of you that aren't familiar with the concept, because, you know, I know some of you just kind of half listen to the show. Yeah, I get it. That's fine. I half listen to myself sometimes, too. But LOL stands for not laugh out loud. It stands for live on location. And we're going to be at Main Event on Phillips Highway. We're going to be set up. We're going to broadcast the show live from there. And that's such a quiet, reserved place. It shouldn't be distracting at all. Then afterward, there's going to be food. There's going to be some bowling. I think you get a game card or something. But you must go to our website, WOKV.com, and you've got to register to be one of our guests. We need to know how many people are coming, that kind of thing. You can just roll on in. So if you want to partake and if you want to bowl and eat and just hang out and have a great time at Main Event for next Friday's Mark Kaye Show LOL, go to WOKV.com right now. All right. So just before the break, we had a call from a guy because we're talking about Donald Trump and Nancy Pelosi and the budget battle and how the government shut down. And it will continue to be shut down through the weekend, probably through next week. Nancy Pelosi, hell, she was going to get on a plane and leave for 7 days. And Sarah Huckabee Sanders pointed that out. She said, look, if she had made this trip, there would be a second week without pay or a second pay period without any money going to our 800,000 federal workers who are furloughed and who aren't working or who are being forced to work without any kind of compensation. And Nancy Pelosi didn't seem to care about them at all. She was going to get on the plane. She was going to get on the plane and go until Donald Trump stopped her, you know, really like dead in her tracks, like totally stopped, said, the plane's not going anywhere. If you want to go, you get on a commercial flight, fly commercial, but you should really stay here in Washington and do some work. Anyway, we had a guy call in and say, look, I'm kind of sick and tired of all this. The Democrats, the Republicans had the House and the Senate and the executive branch for 2 years. Before that, they controlled the Senate and the House with Barack Obama. They still couldn't get anything done. Why? The budget continues, or the deficit continues to grow by trillions of dollars. Why? What is the difference, he said, between a Democrat and a Republican? What is the difference? If the Democrats can't get anything done and the Republicans can't get anything done and the deficit continues to grow with both parties in power, what is the difference between a Democrat and a Republican? And that's a really great question. You know, and I think a lot of people in hindsight, Donald Trump and a lot of the Republicans are looking back saying, man, we really did squander those 2 years we had. Sure, we got the taxes cut. We got, we boosted the economy. We were able to cut corporate income taxes as well. We were able to get a bunch of businesses back on track back in the United States. We were able to keep them from leaving in the first place. Yeah, there's tremendous economic growth. The job growth is unheard of. Record job growth for African Americans, record unemployment for African Americans and for Hispanics. I mean, Donald Trump, it's not like he hasn't been doing nothing. He's been out there redoing trade deals. He's been meeting with government leaders. He's been trying to get more money for the Pentagon. You know, he didn't get the wall money. Probably a big mistake in hindsight. That's why we're here today. But, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we are gathered here today because the Republicans didn't fund the wall before they lost the House. That's why we're here today. Why didn't they do it? You know, I kind of liken it to when you're on vacation. And, you know, you go on vacation and you're like, oh, I got 7 days off. It's going to be great. And you're looking forward. You're like, I got all the time in the world. We're going to get in the car. We're going to drive around. We're going to see the sights. We're going to sit by the pool. Maybe we'll go snorkeling. We'll go fly fishing. We'll go deep sea fishing. We'll just sit at the bar. We're going to make love in the sand. All these great things that you're going to do when you're on vacation. And then day two comes around. You're like, oh, wow, first day of vacation's over. Second day's just as good. Third day, fourth day. Finally, it's your fifth day of vacation. You're like, oh, my God, I only have 2 days left. And you start booking dinners out and you start going shopping and you got to get all the, you know, by day six, you're like, crap, I haven't bought anybody a souvenir. I got to run around and find souvenirs. And then all of a sudden, it's day seven, and you've got to pack and go home because your vacation's over. And that's kind of how I attribute the first 2 years of the Republicans' stronghold on the government. You had Donald Trump. You had Congress. You had the House of Representatives, and you had Senate. And half of them thought, well, look at this. We got all the time in the world. We can get all this stuff done. And they couldn't because not all the Republicans liked Donald Trump. In fact, a lot of Republicans were a lot like Democrats. And a lot of Republicans were just as annoyed, if not as annoyed, that Donald Trump was in office. So while Donald Trump was trying to work and while Donald Trump was trying to get things done, they were trying to stop Donald Trump in their tracks. The Democrats aren't like, the difference between the Democrats and the Republicans are the Democrats will take full advantage of a situation to get what they want. If they have control of all branches of government, they will lie, cheat, steal, hide, claw, scratch, bite, connive. They will go to any level of corruption. They passed Obamacare without anybody being able to read the bill. They forced a vote before anybody could see it, and it passed. And Nancy Pelosi literally said, you can't read it until it passes. And like we were idiots. Like that's the way things are done. Oh, did you know you can't read the bill and say you vote on it, pass it, and then you can read it all day long. You know, that's how they maneuver. They take full advantage and they bind together like glue. They may hate each other. Bernie Sanders may hate Hillary Trump. He may call her names. Hillary Trump may think Bernie Sanders is a kook. They may all hate each other. They hate the moderates. Some of them hate Joe Manchin. A lot of them probably do. A lot of them hate Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. But when the you-know-what hits the fan, they all huddle together in a mass. And they go in there and they vote as one. And the Republicans don't do that. The Republicans don't take full advantage. Call it moral values. Call it Christian beliefs. Call it, I don't know, American pride, whatever it is. Call it I will do the will of my voters and not just take advantage of my position. Whatever it is, whatever weakness the Republicans have in their moral fiber, they don't just band together and vote for something that they know is bad because it's bad. They vote their conscience. And it sounds great, but when you're trying to build a wall in 2 years before you lose the House of Representatives, or when you're trying to, get something else passed or lower taxes even more or make tax cuts permanent or repeal Obamacare, voting with your conscience ain't going to get the job done. And that's why Republicans weren't able to get the job done. They weren't able to get it done with the wall. They weren't able to get it done with Obamacare. And Donald Trump, God bless him, he's one-third of this Trinity. I'm not going to say Holy Trinity because my priest he'll slap me on Sunday, but he's one third of the Trinity. And sure, they were all three parts and they were loving life and they were kicking it on the beach. They were in Key West thinking this is the best vacation we've ever had. And then all of a sudden they woke up and it was checkout time and they realized there were a lot of things on their bucket list that they didn't get to yet. 855-765-1045. Doc in Oceanway. Doc, how's it going, man?
Hey, man, I have two comments, and I think I'm going to try to answer that question you just mentioned, why they didn't do it first. But the first thing is, in 2016, Barack Obama met with the king of Jordan, and we, Americans, funded the wall between Jordan and Syria. Why wasn't there a problem with the Democrats who approved that? You know what I'm saying?
Because that wall didn't keep potential Democratic voters out of the country. That's why.
And my question is, the president we have now, he can't do it all in 2 years. I mean, he can't do every campaign promise that he promised in just 2 years. Obama had 8 years and did absolutely nothing. There's not one campaign promise Obama made and kept, and yet we want Trump to do it all within just 2 years. First, he wanted to build a booming economy and then go for it. We didn't go for it right off bat because they would have complained about that. But you build a booming economy. I mean, yeah, he had the House and Senate. He should have went for it. But, hey, this guy built a booming economy, and then he wanted to go for it.
Doc, you know what? You brought up a good – we have to take a break. But, all right, look, there's – I haven't really been fully truthful with everybody. There's something that I've been hiding. And smart people know this. Other people maybe don't. But there's another reason why Donald Trump didn't get the wall built in the first 2 years. And I think it's probably the most important reason of all. And I'll tell you what that is right after the break. 855-765-1045. It's the Mark Kay Show. We'll be right back. Man, everybody is stoked. I don't even know why I write out a list of 20 topics every day. All people care about is the wall, Trump, Pelosi, the wall, the shutdown. Notice how Chuck Schumer's totally irrelevant at this point, by the way, too. Chuck Schumer, he's got off of Nancy Pelosi's coattails. Or it's just because she's the Speaker of the House and that's where the majority is, I guess, she's just in the spotlight. So, I mean, it's gone. But it is Donald Trump and Nancy Pelosi going tit for tat over this border wall, him canceling her plane, her now coming out saying he threatened the lives or because of his decision to disclose that we were flying commercial, he endangered the lives of me and several other congresspeople, and she's just all in a kerfuffle. 855-765-1045. I'm going to take one quick call, and then I'll get to the reason why Donald Trump, I think, didn't get the wall done in the first 2 years. This is Scott in St. Augustine. Scott, thanks so much for calling the Mark Kay Show. How are you?
Hey, Mark. First-time caller, long-time listener. Just a couple of suggestions.
Okay.
Overall.
Wait, for me or for the government?
No, for the government.
Oh, okay, perfect. All right, yeah, great.
Yeah. How quickly could we put together a national referendum vote with one question on it? Wall yes, wall no.
I mean, I've heard the referendum before. The referendum is the election. I don't like referendum votes. I don't like these kinds of things because what happens is people, first of all, then you'll start calling referendums. Second of all, we're not a democracy. We don't let the people decide on every issue. We are a Republican form of government. We let the people decide who's going to go to Washington and decide. That's why we have a House of Representatives in the first place. That's why we have senators. That's why we have the president. The presidential election, that was your referendum. That was your referendum. That was everyone saying what Barack Obama and the Democrats have done for 8 years, we don't like. What this guy says, this TV star who goes out there and says, we need a wall. We're going to build a wall. We're going to make it 30 feet high. We need border security. We need to cut our taxes. We need to keep jobs here. We need everybody to make more money. You know, when all this person who says we need to drain the swamp, that guy, that's the guy that people voted for. There's your referendum. You don't need to come back now and say, hey, we know you voted for all that stuff, but did you really mean it? Do you still feel the same way? That's not America. America is a Republican form of government. I pledge allegiance to the Republic for which it stands. The voters don't get to decide every issue. If they did, I mean, first of all, we'd be voting every single day. They'd have to develop some kind of app so we could vote on every 20 minutes. We'd be getting, do you think we should legalize marijuana? Yes. Do you think we should build a wall? Yes. Do you think that we should give the pay raise to the Congress? No. I mean, we'd be doing that every 5 seconds. It might be fun, but do you really want people making national decisions while they're on the toilet? 855-765-1045. The question came up, and one of the big questions today, and really every day, is, why can't the Republicans get this wall built? Why didn't they build it in 2 years? And I'm going to tell you something secret. This is something I personally believe, and I think it's smart. And I think it's something that Donald Trump knew. I think it's something that his people know. I think it's something that you've got some smart people in the White House. You may not like them. Some of you may not know who they are. But Stephen Miller and Ivanka and Jared Kushner and Kellyanne Conway, you know, they are all – they're intelligent people, and they know that this is a long – they're playing the long con. Probably con's not the best word, but they're playing the long game. What they know is that you're up for – you have two opportunities to be president. And as soon as you get the first one, you got to start working on the second one. Re-election day started on Inauguration Day. That's exactly, Donald Trump knows, any good president knows that. Barack Obama knew it. Barack Obama was running for re-election during his second election. That's how the good presidents do it. That's how they get reelected. And Donald Trump knew that in order, there was a good shot that he was going to lose the House of Representatives. Every sitting president with a majority does. So they knew what was going to happen in the midterms. They knew there was no stopping it. But they also knew that they could use it to their advantage. Because if the wall had been built, if the wall had been funded, if Donald Trump got the money from the wall, for the wall, from Paul Ryan and Trey Gowdy and everyone else in the House of Representatives before they all decided to, quote unquote, retire, then what would he be battling the Democrats about now? What would he be able to use to demonize the Democrats? He knew Nancy Pelosi would be back. He knew she'd have the power. And he knew nothing rallies the troops like the wall. How does he know it? It's because that's how he got elected the first time. And the wall needs to be an issue for him again. Because the wall is what got him elected. The wall is his signature issue. And I feel like he thought, hey, let's boost the economy. Let's make it stronger. Let's give some people some more money. We'll get to the wall. But let's wait till it's a real fight so that all the Americans, the voters, our base and their base can really see what the Democratic Party is all about. IMHO, in my humble opinion, that's why the Republicans didn't build the wall in the first 2 years. That and 25% of them friggin' hated Donald Trump. Hey, we got to get out of here. Have a happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day. We'll be back on Tuesday. We've got Mark K. LOL next Friday. You got to sign up online at WOKV.com. Stay tuned. News and Rush Limbaugh next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.